This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. After more than a week of testimony on the revenue-raising measures, Tuesday, the House Ways and Means Committee acted on 36 bills.
It's come to the point that the committee can take action on it as it sees fit.
Noting repeatedly that each bill had been given a full hearing previously, Committee Chair Neil Abramson kept the measures moving with conveyor belt efficiency. As expected, some tax hikes found favor, like upping the rates on alcoholic beverages and smokers.
This would impose an additional 22 cent per pack of cigarettes.
I'll move that we report House Bill 14 favorably. Any objection? Hearing none, House Bill 14 will be reported favorably.
Other tax measures, such as removing the entire sales tax exemption for business utilities, were a no-go.
Non-residential electric power is taxable in Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas. So we're not doing anything different.
I want to report this bill unfavorable.
It was clear from the start that the disposition of each bill had been pre-orchestrated, with Oil City Representative Jim Morris or Chairman Abramson making all the motions on each bill's advance or retreat. It was also clear that there was no consensus on the governor's bigger money measures.
Members, I'll move that we report House Bill 62 without action, with the recommendation that it be recommitted to the Committee of the Whole. Any objection? Hearing none, that motion passes.
That means the bills to add a penny of state sales tax, to change individual income tax rates and brackets, and to double the earned income tax credit will be debated by the full House, presumably on Thursday. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.